Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
I have a question. What has more saturated fat, lard or coconut oil? Well, coconut oil has 90% saturated fat, and lard has only 40% saturated fat. The rest is monounsaturated, which is up 50%, just like olive oil, which is mostly monounsaturated. But the bigger question is, why would you be concerned anyway about saturated fat? Well, because we were completely put in fear about saturated fats for about, I don't know, 5 to 6 decades based on a lie. Now, I'm not going to get into the details, but in the 50s, there was a scientist who did a study and omitted some information in the study, and that led to a false conclusion, which then started an entire campaign to get millions of people off of fat, okay, and put a lot of people on medication. Recently, the new dietary guidelines finally changed their viewpoint about cholesterol as well as fats. Said when you have increased cholesterol, it does not increase your risk of heart disease. You don't have to worry about total cholesterol because it's not associated with heart disease. And so, of course, this is buried, right? Well, it's embarrassing to actually have to say that we were wrong for 50, 60 years. The problem is that we are literally, it's ingrained in our minds that we have to avoid saturated fats. I remember in college, I was eating bacon and I would take these napkins and just press out all this extra fat, right? Because I just, you know, I didn't even know I was doing it, but just try to get rid of the extra fat because I didn't want clogged arteries as I was eating a big pizza and pasta on a regular basis. Now, there was a study recently, well, actually, it was a combination of 17 studies. These were observational studies, which are not nearly as credible because you're just observing someone's diet. You're not really isolating certain factors. So the credibility is pretty low. But what was interesting about this were two things. Number one, there wasn't an increased risk of cancer or cancer death. And secondly, they compared this with another study in Spain that didn't show an increased risk of cardiovascular death, probably because they used olive oil instead of some of the seed oils that they use in the US. Here's the problem. When you actually cook seed oils, corn oil, soy oil, canola, cottonseed, you actually make trans fats. And then when you reheat it, you make more trans fats. And trans fats definitely create some serious damage. Then when you actually combine this fat with heat, with carbohydrates or starch, like a French fry, you get another toxic chemical called acrylamide. And then you make also other things that cause the proteins to be very, very sticky and create a lot of problems in your heart. And so it's really not about the fried foods. It's about the type of oil and the combination of what you're frying and eating with that meal. Are you doing carbohydrates and sugar? Or are you just doing something fried that doesn't have that sugar? But the bottom line is, I think it's going to take some time to literally unbrainwash people about the saturated fat not being the culprit, okay? So if you're new to my channel, I put some links down below of where you should get started to learn some actual facts about this topic. Thanks for watching. Hey, before you go, real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself, and so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly.
You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.